Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick with you today. Human rights activists usually look to developing countries when they're examining the issue of child marriage. After all, one-third of girls in the developing world are married before the age of 18, and 1 in 9 are married before the age of 15. But child marriage isn't only a problem in the third world. It's also an issue right here in the United States. The fact is that thousands of children have been married in the U.S. in recent years. Between 2000 and 2010, 3,853 children were married just in New York State. Frady Reiss is here with more hard facts about child marriage in America. She's the executive director of Unchained at Last. That's a nonprofit that helps women and girls leave or avoid arranged and forced marriages. And she joins me in the studio. Frady Reiss, welcome.
Thank you very much.
This is an issue that most Americans haven't heard about or they assume doesn't go on in their country. How common is child marriage in the United States?
We still don't have a very good sense of how common child marriage is in the United States. So the numbers that you just said about New York State, more than 3,800 children married in that 10-year period, that was an op-ed that I wrote in the New York Times that revealed those numbers. We also looked in New Jersey, and we found really startling similar numbers, thousands of children getting married in recent years. And we still have another 48 states to go where we need to retrieve the data and find out how many children are getting married. The fact is, though, that while 18 is the minimum marriage age in most U.S. states, every U.S. state allows exceptions under which children under age 18 can get married.
And every state is different, of course, but give us a general sense of what the exceptions are. I imagine parental consent is one.
Yeah, so parental consent is a common exception, and that typically lowers the marriage age to age 16. And the problem with parental consent is that there is no process in place to ensure that it's not actually parental coercion. And so even in a situation where a girl is sobbing openly and doesn't want this marriage, her parents can sign the marriage license application and force her into a marriage without the clerk having any authority to intervene in that situation. And then another common exception, and that's in New Jersey and in New York and in a lot of other states, is judicial approval. So if a judge approves a marriage, that lowers the age even more. And in many states, there is no minimum age below which a judge is no longer allowed to approve a marriage.
Okay, but on what grounds would a judge justify approving the marriage of, I don't know, a 14 or a 13-year-old?
Or even younger. In New Jersey, we found a 10-year-old who was married in 2006. The problem is that there really are, in a lot of states, no criteria put in place. So there is nothing that tells a judge you can approve this marriage but not that marriage. So there, it's at, really at a judge's discretion. And we have found is that judges have been allowing marriages often at ages or with age differences that would be considered statutory rape under state law.
Now, I assume in most of these cases that the age dichotomy would be a very young girl marrying an older man. Is that correct, that that's most of those cases?
That's most of the cases. So what we found is that overwhelmingly these were girls, and overwhelmingly they were being married to adults, to adult men.
And we don't know from public records what the source of such a disparate marriage in terms of age is, whether it's religious orthodoxy or some kind of cultish behavior. We just don't know from public records, right?
Correct. So the information that we received so far shows only age of bride, age of groom, and no other demographic or identifying information about these children who are married. We do know, though, from a nationwide survey that was done in 2011 by the Tahereh Justice Center, that forced and or child marriage were happening in immigrant communities from 56 different countries of origin in Asia, Europe, Africa, and the Americas, and in many different religious communities.
Does that mean that ending this practice is changing the laws so that types of practices that are commonplace in other countries but frowned upon here aren't imported?
Well, yes, and that's, and keep in mind that the Tahereh survey focused on immigrant communities, but it did also find that this is happening in so-called American communities and in American families, and we have seen that also at Unchained at Last. So this is not only an immigrant issue, but yeah, there are some laws that we need to put into place so that these kinds of practices that are harmful to children, whether it's coming from religious, cultural, immigrant, wherever it's coming from, American immigrant, we need to put a stop to this. And so, of course, ending those exceptions that allow children to get married, that's a no-brainer, of course.
We don't make a whole lot of national marriage law in this country, so you're talking about an effort that's going to have to go to 50 state governments in the District of Columbia and territories as well. So what does that mean?
it means I'm not going to be getting a whole lot of sleep over the coming years.
Right.
At Unchained at Last, we've written legislation in New York, New Jersey. We're working with legislators in those two states to get those laws introduced and then passed. And then 48 states to go.
What does the legislation say? Does it say 18 no exceptions, or does it allow a 17-year-old to make a case? What does it say?
Marriage is a legal contract, and like other contracts, should be reserved for those who have reached the age of majority, which is 18. So the legislation that I would like to see introduced is 18, no exceptions under that. I understand there might be some pushback and there might be some legislators and others who will come forward and say there's absolutely no way you can pass that with no exceptions. And in that case, I'm willing to talk about some reasonable exceptions.
There's a long tradition in this country. For instance, a lot of it's in lore, but we all know in the common culture of 16-year-old couple getting pregnant and getting married because they got pregnant young. You would do away with that.
Absolutely. So a pregnancy exception is not one that I consider to be reasonable. Pregnancy exceptions have been found to be bad public policy, and states, in fact, have been moving away from those. Girls who are pregnant need as much protection from forced marriage, if not more, than any other girl.
If I were your opponent in a legislature and you came to me with that argument, I might say pregnant moms and dads should have the option of forming a family even if they're young. Don't stand in the way.
Sure. They have the option to create a family. But that doesn't mean they need to get married, first of all. And also, they can get married as soon as both parties are 18. But actually, for a long time, there's been this push to have children married within wedlock based on the assumption that that was in the best interest of mother and child. And that's been proved not to be true. In fact, teenage mothers who do not get married turn out to have long-term to be less likely to end up living in poverty, because age is the single most significant predictor of marital failure. The younger you are when you get married, the absolute more likely you are to get divorced. And when you get married at a really young age and get divorced, you're much more likely to end up living in poverty. So it's actually better off. Public policy, we're better off telling children to wait to get married until they turn 18.
I can see a religious freedom exception argument here as well that you're going to face in a lot of places where conservative communities that have traditions of daughters getting married at 17 or 16 or what have you will say that this is a violation of their freedom to practice their religion as they see fit.
Well, there are a lot of things that we don't allow people to do that can be argued that it somehow infringes on their religious rights. But remember, we're not saying you can't get married. We're just saying wait until you're 18.
Freddie Reese is executive director of Unchained at Last. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.